So the Mishnah weiter in Masechtes Bava Metzia, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Hamasker Bayis L'chaveru L'shana. Someone rents a house to his friend per year. They made up what the rent is per year. Let's say from Rosh Chodesh Kislev until the next Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Let's say they made up, he's going to pay him 12 dinarin for the year. Then, only after he rented the house, Nis'abra Hashana, Bezin decided to add another Adar. So now there are 13 months in the year. Sakta Mishnah, Nis'abra L'Soicher. Who gains on the deal? The tenant. Because they didn't make up a dinner per month. They made up 12 months per year. So if Bezin said this year is 13 months, it's still 12 dinarim per year. If the year is 13 months, it's 12 dinarim per 13 months. However, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Hisker Loy Lachadoshim, if the landlord rented the house not per year, but he made up a price per month, then if Nisabra Hashan, if Bezin added an extra Adar, they in effect added a 13th month, then Nisabra Lamaskir, then the 13th month is the Ravach of the landlord. The Soicher has to add another month of rent. They made up one dinner per month, and now there are 13 months. He's going to have to pay 13 dinarim that year. So there was a case where they made up per year. If an extra month is added, it's the tenant's gain. They made up per month, and an extra month is added, it's the landlord's gain. Now the Mishnah is going to give us a third possibility. I said there was a story. Bitsi Pairi, Intsa Pairi, Ve'echad, Shesacha, Merchetz, Mechaveri. One person rented a bathhouse from his friend. And actually, when they determined how much he has to pay, they said both, per month and per year. They said, B'shneim asar zahav l'shana. Okay, so that's 12, let's say, dinarim of gold per year. And they added, me'dinar zahav l'chaydish. Kind of explaining which would amount to a gold dinar per month. And then Bezdan added a month. So, of course, the Seicher would say, well, we said, Shneim asar zahav l'shana. That's 12 per year. The landlord's going to say, yeah, but we clarified that it means a dinner's of per month. And they asked, who does the 13th month belong to? The Amru, and they said, that's Rav Shim Ben Gamliel and Rav Yaisi, that Yachloku as Chaydash Eber. They should divide it because we have a suffix. It could be Tafas Lashon Rishon, which means you go after what you say first, or Tafas Lashon Achron, what you say last. If we go after what they say first, they said, if we go after what they say last, it's one dinner per month. Now, again, this Tana holds like Simchas, who says, that you divide money that's in question. But as we've been saying all along, the Gemara says that the Rabbanan argue on Simchas, and they hold a Maitzi Mechavrei Olivaraya. So it's understood that being that the landlord is the Muchzik on the Merchitz, it's his bathhouse, the Soicher wants to get another month out of him without paying for a 13th month. So the male of the Soicher has to prove that he took it for the year. Once again, La Locha, we paskin like the Rabbanan. So we had three possibilities in our Mishnah. If he rented it per year and afterwards they added an extra month, landlord's loss, tenant's gain. I mean, the landlord doesn't lose anything because this is the Halacha. He's just not entitled to it. If they made up per month and there's an extra month, tenant's loss, landlord's gain. Then there was a story in Sapiri about where they said both. They said, Shnei Masr Zav Lashana, Midiner Zav Lachaydish. Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yaisi said, divide the extra month. But we said, we pass like the Rabbanan, who say, Amaitzi Mechavrei Yalav Araya. And therefore, being that the landlord is the Muchzik on the Merchitz, it's the tenant that's going to have to prove he gets a 13th month without paying extra.